Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mattel, the toy company behind Hot Wheels, Barbie, Fisher-Price, etc., etc. So it's no surprise that Mattel has teamed up with Universal Pictures to produce Wicked dolls. That would be to coincide with the Friday release of the movie of the same name. And in case you live under a rock, it is, in fact, the movie adaptation of the Tony Award-winning musical starring Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. Anyway, if you buy one of the dolls, there's a web address on the packaging linking to the website for the movie, Wicked.com. Unfortunately, the actual web address is wickedmovie.com. Turns out the wicked.com, yeah, it's a porn site that specializes in porn parody movies. Mattel did not realize the mistake until consumers made the company aware. Several people bought the toys. Like I said, Christmas is coming up.
I've seen some of their productions.
What's that?
Wicked.
Have you?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Like back in the early 2000s, they were awesome. There was something of the Caribbean. It's supposed to be like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I think it started with butt.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. You did not mean the movie Wicked. You meant the porn company Wicked.
Unfortunately,
because when you said I've seen their productions, I'm thinking you meant the play Wicked.
No, you don't strike me
as a stage guy.
Every one of those Dirty Big Dummy things were a parody off of an actual movie.
Right.
You're so perceptive, Miles.
With a different title. Trust me, I did the research on this. Most of it's got to be Wicked then. Or available on their platform.
Well, and for a period, like, you still had to search around a little bit. Like, those movies had some top-tier talent.
Yeah.
I prefer the Wicked website. That's just me. Anyway, let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, could you please start everyone? I'll profile this is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. All right, our caller dropped off. Okay. Gentlemen, you'll be competing. Now, just so you know, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Go animal.
We go to South Carolina, where residents have been instructed to lock their doors and windows after dozens of animals escaped a research facility. The, oh boy, Yeah, Massey Police Department, they confirmed 43 animals escaped from Alpha Genesis, a facility near Beaufort that breeds various species for medical testing and research. Now, the department said late last night the traps had been set in the area, and police are using thermal imaging cameras in an attempt to locate the animals. Now, that said, none of the animals has been captured. Now, Alpha Genesis website says it conducts research projects for government, university, and private industry clients using the highest quality, non-human products and bioresearch services worldwide. Now, another 19 animals escaped the same facility back in 2026, but they were captured and returned within 6 hours. And they say, quote, if you spot any of these escaped animals, please contact 911 immediately and refrain from approaching them.
Do you think they plotted this?
What's that? The animals?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
But I mean, now they're gone. They can't
once the doors open, I think they'll be like, let's roll,
Jesus.
Man.
Let's rock.
Anyway, so they're still looking for these animals. Just stay inside and don't mess with them if you see them, which is very comforting. The question is, what were the animals that escaped? Was it monkeys, rats, pigs, or rabbits? Monkeys, pigs, rats, or rabbits. Wait, sorry. Monkeys, rats, pigs, or rabbits, yes. One of these escaped from the facility. And they're not mentioning what kind of experimenting they were doing.
Yeah. Like, I have a little history in this field. Like, my good friend, right, he went to Hopkins, and he used to, part of his program was he had to help out the research facility area.
All right.
So, like, I watched him, like, save a, I think it was a rat from drowning once. There was a lot of doors in these halls and these basements where I said, can we go in that one? He would say, no, there's bigger animals.
That's all he said.
Right. So I've seen rabbits. I don't know if I ever saw a pig. I definitely saw rats. So I'm guessing it's got to be monkeys, because my theory was it was always full of monkeys in there. And I said, like, let me see the monkeys. He'd be like, no.
Well, the monkeys are down here on East Lake.
Yeah, so they're down in one South Lake Union.
Yeah, they got a big monkey farm down there.
I feel like they're doing something weird with some viruses and whatnot, and I think we got some rabbit doggone rabbits out there.
Rabbits.
Is that a rabbit squared?
All right, I'll change it up. I'll go look out for the rats. Okay.
Rats.
45 animals on the loose in South Carolina. Are they monkeys, rats, pigs, or rabbits? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyzed. It's on profile. This, we got South Carolina residents have been told to keep indoors and keep those windows locked as 45 animals escaped a research facility. Still, none of them have shown up.
Not a one.
They don't know where they are. Question is, what escaped? Monkeys, rats, pigs, or rabbits?
And we'll start with the very old Miles Montgomery. You went with the old rats.
I did.
It was not rats.
Rats.
Mike,
rats.
You went with rabbits. Definitely a popular test animal. Not rabbits.
Come on, no Monty Python rabbits out there?
No Monty. Well, there could be. They just haven't escaped yet. And Ted, you went with the old monkeys.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
Uh-huh.
40 some of them. 40. They have not found any of them.
Where was it, Georgia?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. 43 monkeys escaped, again, from the Alpha Genesis Research Facility. Like, just, what have you given these monkeys?
That's the issue. Plus, I mean, that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, monkeys are bad enough. Yeah. And you're like, well, also, they've got something we didn't want to tell you about.
Good times. Now, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kittle,
Tomlinson, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Singer and actress Olivia Rodrigo has said on her first date, if she asks a guy if he wants to go to outer space, and he says yes, that's a red flag for her. She won't date you. So fellas, when you get that first date with singer and actress Olivia Rodrigo, keep that in mind.
So The Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, she said, right, like, how many normal people have a shot with you anyway?
Right, she's 21. She's a popular singer. She was already a Disney star. That's the way I read that article. It's just like, how how is this news?
Right. What the news should be, you have a chance of dating Olivia Rodrigo. Hopefully you're not in the space.
Is she asking that question to every guy that she's dating now? That's what the article said, that she goes on a first date. That's one of her questions.
All right. Tell me about yourself. Okay. Do you want to go to space? Well, sure. That'd be cool. We're done here.
Yeah.
Check, please.
Check. Walmart is working on tech to allow employees to remotely open anti-shoplifting displays, while CVS has just given every customer a brick.
Alan? SNL.
Myers.
Damn it.
Oh, come on, doggone ya.
Walmart is testing new technology that allows workers to remotely unlock anti-shoplifting displays, while CVS is just giving every customer a brick.
Wicked dolls accidentally have a porn site website printed on the toy's packaging. Yep, they put a porn site on a Barbie box. Proof that men cannot multitask. Oh, all right. Miles still didn't like that one.
Seth? Colbert.
Tomlinson.
There's a major error on the packaging of Mattel's Wicked movie dolls. According to Variety, Mattel mistakenly has a link to an X-rated website on the back of the doll's packaging.
Yeah. They put a porn site on the Barbie box. Proof that men cannot multitask.
After Leonardo DiCaprio, held his 50th birthday party over the weekend in Los Angeles, also turning 50, his last two girlfriends combined.
Seth,
yeah.
That's Seth.
After Leonardo DiCaprio held a 50th birthday party over the weekend in Los Angeles, also turning 50, his last two girlfriends combined.
I mean, it's the truth.
It is. And you know, he's probably like,
yeah. That's his legacy.
Yeah,
none of his movies.
I'm okay with that.
None. That's his legacy.
Well, it's funny, too, is like, as he aged, it used to always be like, he dates models. The problem is, they're always like 21 to what, 27?
About that, yeah.
Right. So it's like, he's still dating models. Problem is, he's just gotten old. So now it's like, he dates young models.
He knows what he likes.
Yeah. Speaking of knowing what you like, now listen, I'm not making fun of this guy because I am not a great speller.
All right.
For instance, I also, you know, learned disability. So, like Saturday, I watched Saturday Night Live yesterday. I was shocked it wasn't MGK. Because it was MKG?
There you go.
Right. So I had no idea until Bill Burr was like, McGee. So again, I'm a terrible speller. You get excited. But this guy on Wheel of Fortune last night is already a legend because his answer to this puzzle does not work, and it's not how you spell sausage.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's not it. Over to Katina.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, that's it.
I like the sausage better.
I would just think, you know, you have to qualify, quote unquote, to be on Wheel of Fortune.
Correct.
Like you said, you wouldn't make it. They'd be like, look, we know you want to be on here.
I wouldn't bother.
Right, because they'd be like, you're jumbling letters or whatever it is, so we're not going to put you up there to do that. You're right. Sausage and applause are so far apart.
I mean, look, I got it.
And it's not a saying.
But there was, the problem is, it didn't. It already had a letter it was starting with. But there was like an A and a U and an S. I mean,
sure.
In my brain, I fathomed what he was doing, but I was just like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Like you went on Wheel of Fortune.
But also, yeah. Like you said, it's a saying, right? And I'm trying to think, where have you been where someone just said as a general statement, hey, everyone, hey, good meeting, treat yourself to sausage.
Yet after watching Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune seems like a walk in the park.
Right.
I mean, that's the one where you're like, all right, I got a chance here. That and maybe Price is Right. I don't know.
I mean, to answer your question, maybe Germany, kind of famous for bratwurst.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And this and that. But you're right. There's not many places where that is a saying. I wish it was.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Hey, you had a good day today. Go treat yourself to a round of sausage.
Son, did you get a 92 on your test? You
sausage.
Treat yourself to sausage.
Yeah. He also kept asking for one letter that was just never in there. And then finally, like the end of the show, people last night on the internet were convinced that he was doing this on purpose. Again, I don't think so.
Right.
I could fathom the letters where I was like, oh, sausage. And then I had to look at him and be like, oh, he's way off.
Yeah.
But I'm with, he qualified, so he's got to be able to spell.
Yeah, I guess nerves, maybe.
Yeah. Either way, made for a great thing.
And he's quite viral now.
He is. Yeah, I mean, look.
I'm a teacher.
I saw that sitting, you know, I saw that last night sitting on my couch. I was like, well, I know what I'm playing tomorrow. And it just got me thinking about mustards and sausages.
Did you eat?
No, I had already.
Ah.
So SNL, it's kind of funny. They had a funny skit over the weekend. It was decent. I'm not going to lie to you. But it was just about bald dudes, right? It's one of those like Broadway productions and bald guys and this and that. Bill Burr obviously is bald.
Sure.
But also, a marketing agency put out a list of the 10 sexiest bald men in the world.
10 sexiest bald
men.
They
use criteria like smile analysis, shine factor, vocal attractiveness, and media perception to create their rankings.
The Rock, I'd put him.
Number two on the list.
Oh, okay. Is it number two?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, people like him. Kids like him. Adults like him. He's been around for 10,000 years, always smiling. He's massive.
So who's the guy, the older guy in Star Trek, the women?
Patrick Ricard.
Yeah, the women swoon.
Is that his name? No, Patrick Ricard is the fullback for the Ravens. Patrick, goddamn it, what is his name?
Yeah, I can't.
Because he was Captain Picard. It is Patrick.
He's not on the list.
Never mind.
Okay. So, number one was Prince William.
Okay.
Really?
He's bald, yeah. Then you had The Rock, Shaq, Surfer Kelly Slater. So you're going, all right, this makes sense. Terry Crews is on the list. Thierry Henry, French soccer star, Arsenal legend.
Okay.
Right? Stanley Tucci.
All right, okay.
Vin Diesel. Right? The whole list
is
there. I'm kind
of surprised by that one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Now, there's one on this list. Again, I like the dude. He's been around forever. He was on TV when you guys were kids. He's still on.
Telly Savalas. No.
What's that?
Montel Williams.
Danny DeVito.
What?
What?
Yeah. Okay. Makes the list for sexiest bald men the world.
If there were only 10 bald men in the world, I'd understand how Danny DeVito made it to number 10 on the list. But maybe it's just me. I've never met a woman who said, man. You know what? He's kind of sexy. They like him. You like his character. I've just never heard the word, sexy or handsome.
Well, they say media perception. So, I mean, obviously him showing back up years ago on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That helps.
That helps. I mean, if you watch sports, you see him all the time because he's pimping Jersey Mike's.
Right.
So I guess maybe he's just that famous that it kind of overtakes that he's not the most attractive person. Again, not me. Not my place to judge. I mean, I'm fine with it, but... Yeah, Danny DeVito kind of shocked around that list.
By the way, Patrick Stewart. Freaking name.
Right.
Thank you, Texter. God, I'm like, it's not Patrick Swayze. For God's sakes, what was the man's name?
Yeah, Patrick Stewart. And you're right? He was famous for being one of the captains on the Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe you thought about using a little Ozempic. Good news, Al Roker will not judge you.
Of course not.
Yeah. He used gastric bypass surgery back in 2002 to slim down. And he just says, listen, it's unlike any other addiction or dependence. You can live without alcohol. You can live without cigarettes, whatever that drug of choice is. But you got to eat. For some people, it's just difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, as long as it's safe and effective, good for you. I think everybody's journey is their journey.
Does anyone care? If someone said, man, no. I lost a bunch of weight, I used Ozempic, good for you.
Yeah, do you feel better? Are you healthier?
It's weird. People get tagged. A lot of celebrities will put something on a weight loss thing, and everyone's like, oh, it's just Ozempic. Okay, say it is. Isn't that smart?
Mm-hmm. Mental health, as far as how you feel about yourself, is just important. So, you know, with that mental health and feeling good about yourself,
yeah,
you know, and you're healthier. I mean, whatever the side effects are, I would take those.
What are the side effects?
I have diarrhea all day. I mean, I could not stop going to the bathroom. That's one of the side effects. Okay.
Right.
I'm not on Ozempic. I'm not losing weight. I'm doing that. So
I think some people would are worried about long-term effects or whatever.
Sure. We'll find out long-term.
We will. But also, you know, I've seen some professional, famous kind of trainers, you shouldn't do this or that. But I'm with you. If people are using it, you want them to be healthier.
Yeah.
Right? It'll take a strain off the health costs for everybody in the country.
Yes.
It's if they got insurance and they can get it, why not?
I could understand if I owned a gym, I don't want you to use Ozempic. I want your money to come to the gym. I get that, right? And that's completely capitalist. But for the rest of us, I'm like, what? People have done gastric bypass surgery, right? All that, who cares?
Once you're skinnier, you can see your gains easier.
Yeah,
so it's almost more reason to go to the gym because you're not... You don't have diabetes. You're like, all these things. Like, I mean, it's like 9 million things.
Yeah, and like, look, we know plenty of people that got stomach staples or like generally
family members done that?
Right, generally it seems like those people, not only does that obviously jumpstart and help them, but it seems like people kind of change their lifestyles as well.
Some people don't, but a lot of people do. But it's like when, I don't know, you get a role in some movie, you're going to play a boxer or a wrestler or a fighter, and the actor uses steroids. Obviously they work out as well, but they use steroids, you know, to become this huge thing. And people give them grief. I'm like, they're not playing a sport. They're playing a role. So, like, Will Smith, when he played Ali. He's like, F, yeah, I did steroids. He's like, I worked out and all this, but I did steroids. The Rock straight up, he's like, look, man. And he's busy all the time. But it's like, when I get a role and I specifically need to be buff, it's like, of course I do steroids. I do my training. Well, I'm not small, but you want everything crisp and clear.
The FDA, they said they're about a year out of this stuff coming out in pill form. So that will change the game for most Americans. Ozempic.
Oh, really?
So in other words...
What is it now? Is it an injection?
It's an injection that you got to get once a week or once a month, whatever the time is, depending on what you're taking. And a lot of people, you know, you can take those shots home and self-administer. A lot of people have a hard time doing that. So this is going to make it a lot easier for a normal person to go like, you know what? I can take a pill every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how comfortable I am injecting something into my body once a week, but, you know...
And most people that are used to injecting themselves, not heavy.
Yeah, right. That was funny. But I don't know. What would we care if somebody's using Ozempic or not? Like, right, well, you made fun of them for being fat. Like, all
right,
so
right,
now
you make fun of them for using Ozempic. Like, Jesus, you can't win.
Right, and nowadays, we just live in a world where, like, it used to just be rich people, but things have changed, right? A lot of women get Botox, lip fillers, or... That used to
be Hollywood specific.
Right. Like, I could go, if I don't buzz my hair, it comes in thick on the sides. I could go get a replacement done. I can have a full head of hair. So it's like, there's all this stuff out there. It's like, that guy's cheating. He's taking Ozempic. Shut up.
Cheating. He didn't say he wanted to work out. He said he wanted to lose weight.
If that's the case, then think about what Viagra does.
Right. Cheating.
Yep. Would have been over an hour ago.
Right, now listen, if you're a college wrestler and you're taking it because you want to wrestle in a weight class,
that's different.
Hell, I know one person that took it. I said to him, I go, what are you, slowing down on the booze? They were like, no, I didn't realize it's a side effect. You just don't really want to drink.
Oh,
like,
really?
Huh. All right.
Okay.
All right, more reason to take it.
Yeah.
I know one person who took it. She looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
She looks really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't even question it. I said, man, you look good. She said, I'm on Ozempic. And I said, so what?
Good for you.
You look good.
Well, listen, I'm not the biggest fan of Lizzo's music, but that woman has caught hell for years, right? And look,
right.
I've laughed at plenty of memes, this and that. So I don't know if she's on it or not, but people are like, I bet she's just doing Ozempic. Like, again, this woman is super famous and had to deal with it, right? If you've ever been, you know, overweight, you're going to hear comments. But to be that famous and hear it all the time, it's like... I don't think we give her a hard time if she is taking it. I don't know if she is. Maybe she's just working out or whatever. But, like, weren't part of the reason you were so mean and just being honest because you wanted her to be healthier?
Well, yeah.
Now she's healthy. You got to check that out. Like I always say, these kind of nights, if you're a college football junkie, you got some action tonight and tomorrow. I know people are fired up for Deadpool versus Wolverine. That's a streaming premiere tonight over on Disney Plus.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to the UK, where a man's habit has been addressed. He's currently in the media because he had a habit one doesn't think about often. He drinks too much. No, not beer, not wine, not even alcohol at all. But Dr. Pepper. He says that his habit got so bad that he was drinking from the moment that he woke up to the moment that he went to bed, spending roughly $250 on the drink per month. But he's not proud of his soda addiction. He says a recent visit to his doctor revealed that there are health complications associated with drinking so much soda,
yeah,
including weight gain, bloating, trouble sleeping due to caffeine, and even acid erosion on his teeth, more commonly seen people in their 70s, not 42-year-olds with a drinking problem. He sought help to quit for the benefit of his family in hopes that they wouldn't follow in his footsteps, leading him to hypnotherapy, which seems to be taking hold after just a short two-hour session.
I mean, I don't even like Dr. Pepper, but I get it. If you're that addicted, but damn.
Right.
Man.
And I love Dr. Pepper, and I can put down some Dr. Pepper if I truly got after, but man, even beer, even whiskey, anything like that, it's like, when you're putting away that much of it that consistently to where basically any time that you're the slightest bit a bit parched, that's the only thing that you're grabbing. Like,
right, okay, that's the difference.
That's like, the big difference, right? Like,
I don't grab a beer for lunch. I don't grab one for breakfast. I don't, you know, right, grab it in the car on the way into work.
You mix a little bit of water in there.
How old is, yeah, how old is the guy?
42.
I mean, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays, everybody is like, you got to drink water, you got to drink water. But I don't know. I feel like in my age group, it was just like,
you were the last generation to still get the bad information.
Correct.
Right, by so the time, like, they told, yeah, us, oh, hey, thirsty? This isn't good. Yeah. It's like, we're in our early and late 20s. Like, well, damn, man.
Right. Like, when I was in my early 20s and they were like, people were like, juice has just as much sugar as a soda. Like, we were like, what? Mm. But we were doing the right thing.
Right.
So, like, I can imagine how a dude of my age bracket got addicted to Dr. Pepper and just doesn't drink water.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. In other news, we stay in the UK for a woman with an interesting condition. Miles is a fan. It's not uncommon for people to walk in their sleep. Some will even go to the next step and cook things in their kitchen. Some will, people will clean up around the house. But our gal here has a rather fun one. She gets a little randy in her sleep. She's featured in an article on the Daily Star where she reveals to the world that she's been fighting through for decades, saying that after falling asleep, she's known to snuggle up next to the person sleeping next to her, mainly her husband, and initiate sex by groping him while completely unconscious. She also has to use a wire lock if she's visiting someone else's home, just in case she goes wandering around in her sleep in search of a potential partner. She and her husband have had many a conversation about the condition, in which he's a major fan of, with her admitting that she's perfectly okay with him going along with it if he's propositioned in the middle of the night.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Is he willing to go along with it?
No, she's willing to go along with it. You know, because some people would have a moral issue with that, possibly, you know, the fact that she's unconscious. She's like, dude, it's if it's you, I'm consenting. We're okay.
He's like, I did not know this.
Right.
I have lucked the frick out, man.
I just quit telling you how frequently it was happening.
I stopped mentioning it.
Why is the bed wet?
What was Matt Castle's thing? Like, he tries to dry hump his wife into sleep half the time.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The difference is, he wakes up to her basically pushing him away or punching him.
Right.
And he's like, I swear to God, I was asleep, man. That's his story.
Damn. We go down under, where someone has found a little bit out of place. Authorities were called after locals noticed someone on the beach that clearly didn't belong there. An adult emperor penguin.
You're right. It does not belong there.
They named him Gus.
Gus.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Mr. Penguin?
What's happening?
That's a very good Australian accent.
Sound a little bit more... A little bit more Billy Madison there.
Yes, exactly.
He had managed to wander his way off course, leading him 2,200 miles away from home in Antarctica and onto the local beaches of Australia, which, for obvious reasons, has never been spotted in the country. He was scooped up by the proper authorities and taken to a facility for a little TLC, as he was found to be malnourished, a full 50 pounds lighter than the healthy weight for his species.
Meanwhile, his wife, penguin in Antarctica, is like, he never takes my directions.
I've never heard a penguin on the bob, even.
Man,
they're still,
daddy, right? I mean,
they're still weighing the options on getting him home, or if he simply has found his new home already.
Maybe penguin is the best bird we've never eaten.
That's right. That's a good call, Miles.
It's cold water.
I mean,
it's got a good layer of fat. Right? Yeah, it's got a healthy diet. Swims.
I would think that you would have to cook a penguin like a brisket. Get that big old fat cap on there. Yeah, yeah. Let that melt in there.
Leave the cap on.
Yeah, that's right. Fat side down.
Recipes with penguins.
You know they eat them at the science station down there.
You're damn right. But just in case it starts with a little bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the beautiful Paris, France, where the people were treated to joy sounds. Since a devastating fire all the way back in 2019, restoration has been done on a structure within the city that has been a landmark for over 800 years. They had originally planned for on finishing it in time for the Paris Olympics, but as with any project, setbacks can occur, and it was delayed. However, funds from the Olympic Committee did help bring the structure back better than ever, as for the first time in 4 years, local residents were able to hear the tolling of the bells of Notre Dame once again.
Oh, okay.
And the problem, I forgot how annoying this was. I
got it. Shut to sleep it up.
By the way, Mike, real quick.
Hit me.
I Googled recipes with penguin.
Okay.
There's a million recipes. None of them actually involve penguin. It's recipes for other foods that you can then shape into a penguin.
Oh, okay.
Penguin is just not on the menu.
Big dummy, what food group can you actually find more recipes to make the shape of versus actually utilizing it? Men's room sports, college football on ESPN2, ESPNU, and CBS Sports, basketball on TNT and True TV, college hoops on ESPN and Big Ten, and your Seattle Kraken are hosting the Columbus Blue Jackets here at Climate Pledge. Puck drops at 7 over on Kong. As for your weather, what do you know? Look outside. That's exactly what it's going to be. The rain isn't slowing down. Expecting showers tonight with temperatures dropping to 50, only to wake up to even more showers and a high of 55 tomorrow. Yay. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.